Tom Barris joins us on the line now. Tom, thanks very much. A tough afternoon at the office.
Yeah, it was a tough afternoon at the office. We'll have a picture of you, but we'll be back.
Tom, it was an interesting day for you. You did extremely well getting off. You used your manager immediate starting point. You were able to cut the angles pretty well, but the Eagles flow from your back half to your forward half. You just couldn't quite get the mixture right today.
No, we had a bit of trouble today, but, you know, that's probably on me a little bit too. I've got a bit of work to do with my ball use, but, you know, it's not, I don't think, the end of the world. They're very trainable things, and it's probably about getting the mindset right of how we play away and how we play on the G.
What was the message from Adam post-game? I'm sure he would have had plenty to say without going into too much detail, but I'm sure what was the general theme of what he had to say to you group as a group after the game?
Oh, it was just probably lack of consistency in our intent was the biggest fault of the team today. And so trying to figure out a way to every single game, travel, G, Adelaide Oval, you know, no matter what, whether it's Subi, getting in the right mindset to play and play with intent week in, week out was probably the biggest message from Simo.
Have you done anything different trying to break that sort of... You seem to do it well at the Adelaide Oval, and that hasn't posed a problem for you the last couple of years, but as soon as you get here, it seems to be a hell of a problem.
Yeah, it's probably just training. Look, we don't have the luxury of you know, playing on the MCG too much unless it's finals or... I don't think we play there again until September if we're lucky enough to play finals. So it's probably just working that into our training and having a look at that throughout the week.
Late flight back tonight. Derby coming up this week. An injury coming out of the game. Jamie Cripps, have you seen how he is? It looked like he injured his ankle quite badly.
Yeah, he looks like he's hurt his ankle. And, you know, he'll have scans sometime early in the week and have a look at how that is. But hopefully he's all good, but if not, you know, there's no excuses. We've got to find a way to get the job done.
Do you think you were beaten by the MCG and the shape of it, or did you notice that Hawthorn came particularly hard at you because they were facing oblivion?
Yeah, no, you can't discredit the Hawks. They were great today. They wanted it more for four quarters. And, you know, they probably started off well with their contest and then... you know, we started to feed into their uncontested marks game. So, no, full credit to the Hawks. They were really good tonight.
How many headaches did Cyril Rioli cause?
He's a dynamic player, that's for sure, mate. He's very unpredictable in nature, so it's hard to play on someone like that. And, he, you know, I'm sure you boys saw his hanger. He can do it all, Cyril. So, full credit to him.
Good on you, Tommy. Thanks for your time. Thanks for putting your head up. You played exceptionally well yourself. You were able to at least certainly be in the contest more often than not. Unfortunately, that's because the ball was down there too often, my friend.
Yeah, unfortunately, boys, but you know, we'll be back. Thanks for having me.